is the sole object of worship. He delights in the satisfying job that his children find in him. The nature of worship is not about servant, entertainment, or passive observation. It is an active acknowledgement of God's worth in a variety of humble ways.
Amen.
Knowledge of God is the foundational element in worship. God is worshiped for who he is and what he does.
Amen.
And if he does nothing, you just worship him for who
anyway,
he is.
That's it.
He is the eternal one. Psalms 90 and 1, 1 Timothy 1:17. Unique in every way.
Amen.
I said that. Isaiah 48 and 8. He is God alone.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 6 and 1. He doesn't need to draw his power from anybody else. He doesn't need to draw his. He is God all by himself.
Himself.
I am that I am.
Glory.
That's the God you serve. He is distinguished by his self-existence. The self-reliant quality of his life. Exodus 3:14, Deuteronomy 32:30. And the psalmist, I'm closing with this, and the psalmist calls God's people to shout joyfully to their God, lovingly, eternal and faithful creator. Psalms 100. So when you worship, you don't have to lay down. You don't have to kneel down. It becomes a way, an eternal adoration, an adorement. You are adoring him.
Yes,
you are adoring him in a way that you're loving him so much. No one can understand. When Hannah was in the temple, no one knew. Her mouth was moving, and the priest asked her, "Are you drunk this early in the morning?
Sure did.
You can worship him silently, but it's in your heart. You must worship him with spirit
and in truth.
And you must come to him truthfully.
Beautiful.
With that said, I thank you. And I must let you know that our host, BJ, is one of my personal intercessors.
Praise God.
God gave her to me many, 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 many years ago. I had to call her. He gave me certain people. Everybody came pray for me.
Praise God.
And the reason why I say that.
God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come. My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
So young people, your education is vital. Don't blow that chance. Please don't blow it. Amen. We got some kids out there doing some great things. Amen. And then we want to make sure. I'm not going to sing a sermonic hymn. I just want to go ahead and get. I want to go ahead and get started. If you have your Bibles, I was just going to read two verses of scripture from the book of Colossians, chapter 4. I'm going to read it from the King James, and then I'm going to read it from this, what I call the Poverty and Justice Bible that is written in the contemporary English version. Colossians chapter 4, two verses, verses 5 and verses 6. They should be on the marquee. And they simply read, walk in wisdom. This is the King James. Walk in wisdom towards them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how you ought to answer every man. Now let me read that from the Poverty, the Justice and Poverty Bible that's written in the contemporary English. Listen at these words. It says, when you are with unbelievers, always make good use of the time. Be pleasant and hold their interest when you speak the message. Choose your words carefully and be ready to give an answer, to give answers to anyone who asks questions. Amen. You may be seated. Thanksgiving is upon us. And I want to give each of us, praise God, an assignment, if you will, between today and to what we call as Black Friday. Amen. I better try to tell y'all what I'm going to be talking about. I tagged this sermon as our Thanksgiving witnessing. Turn to your neighbor, say neighbor. This Thanksgiving, we are going to witness instead of just eating turkey. Praise God. And I included Brother Mike, Black Friday in this time phrase because many of you will be out shopping, looking for those so-called bargains. Amen. How many of y'all going to, don't show me your hands, praise God. I want each of us to witness to somebody during this period. Amen? Praise God. Now, I'm not going to come back and ask you how it turned out, but I'm going to tell you real quick this morning what all of this witnessing involved. Because If we look at that text, Paul is talking about witnessing to this world. Amen. And you see, we as professing Christians, that's you and I. Let me see the hands of all the Christians in here today. Amen. See, we're professing Christians, and we live a life of faith in God, an obedient response to the Holy Spirit. We also live in a world that is often hostile to Christ, praise God, or worse still, indifferent to Christ. And our response to the world around us is crucial to our Christian walk and our witness for Jesus Christ. Too often, some Christians make the response of identification with the world. They so closely identify themselves, amen, with the world that their lives can hardly be distinguished from that of non-believers or non-Christians. Another response that some Christians sometimes make, praise God, is a complete withdrawal from the world. I think I shared with you all that an experience that my wife and I had some years ago. We had a young black female second lieutenant who had given her life to Christ, and she basically just withdrew from the world. I had never seen anything like it. I never experienced anything like that before. Stop using makeup, stop combing her hair, stop anything that had anything to do with the world, just withdrew from the world. In other words, when people do that, they try to shut themselves out entirely from around the world and live in their own little private, well-protected world. And I must tell you this morning that both responses are not the right response. You see, the proper response for Christians, I'm talking about you and I again, praise God, that is to be responsible witnesses to this world. See, we live in this world. We make our living in this world. We associate with people, praise God, of the world. Therefore, we should give a responsible witness of our faith in Jesus Christ to this world. Amen. The only way the world is going to be transformed, the only way people in the world is going to know about Jesus Christ is through our witness. Amen. Amen. You see, our faith should be the guiding principle for our lives. Our encounter with God in worship gives us strength and power. Yeah. Praise God for our daily living. I say that because, you know, I look at church, Deacon Eli, I look at church as our service station. We used to call them filling stations when I was coming up. This is where we come, praise God, to get some gasoline. This is where we come to get some spiritual injection so that we can go the rest of the week, praise God, so that we can be able to tell men, women, boys, and girls about this experience that we have. And so our faith should be our guiding principle in our lives. And my brothers and sisters, through our very lives, I can tell you that we are sales people. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you are a salesman. You may not act like you sell anything, but you're selling something. See, we are salespeople for Jesus Christ.